Today is November 9th. It's a holiday in Madrid, and only Madrid. It's the feast day of the Virgin Mary of Almudena, the patroness or patrona of Madrid, and that's all. So who is this so-called Almudena, and how do people celebrate the day? Well, first of all, you should know that most towns and cities in Spain have not just one, but two patrons of the city. Some have even more. These are usually famous historical religious figures who are associated with the town in certain ways. One is usually male and the other female. The female religious figure is often one of myriad Marys, Virgin Marys in this country. I'll have to tell you all about that whole tradition at a different time, but I don't want to get sidetracked here. Anyway, Madrid's patron saint is San Isidro, or Saint Isidore, and his day is on May 15th. But in addition to that, you also have the Virgin Mary of Almudena, Our Lady of Almudena, whose day is November 9th. Now, who was this Almudena? More than who was, it's almost what was. And I'll explain what I mean. According to the legend, or one of the many legends, it was an image of Mary that was protected by the early Christians just before the arrival, the impending attack by the Muslims. They had invaded Spain in 711. So this would have happened somewhere around 712 or 713. The locals apparently hid it in the wall of the city, and it was preserved there for centuries until Alfonso VI took the town back in the 11th century, in 1083 to be more precise. A section of the wall where it was concealed crumbled and gave away and revealed the exact location of this statue. And from that point on, the image was kept and venerated ever since. There are other legends. There's another one that starts with the reconquest of the town in 1083, as I was telling you, and the obsession by Alfonso VI in locating the lost image. So in 1085, 2 years later, on November 9th, he celebrates a procession, and during the ceremony through the streets of the town, the image appears in the aforementioned wall. Now, the wall is important for a couple of reasons. One is because the name Almudena comes from Arabic, Al-Mudaina, which translates as citadel. In other words, it was Saint Mary of the citadel. And many people think that has to do with the image being found in the wall, but it could be a little bit more complex. The name probably came from the fact that it was originally housed in a church within the walls of Old Madrid. At that time, the walls were part of the original Muslim fortress or citadel. And the church was known as St. Mary's, and it was built on a former mosque, on what was originally a mosque. This was a typical practice during this period, done on both sides. Churches were turned into mosques, and mosques were turned into churches. For a perfect example, almost a hybrid, you can go to Cordoba and see the famous mezquita, and right in the center of that mosque, you will find a church. In any event, since the name St. Mary's was a common name for churches, people would call this one St. Mary's of Almudena, or the citadel, to distinguish it from others. And the image, by association, became known as the Virgin Mary of the Almudena. So that sounds pretty convincing to me. And the fact that these stories always associate it with the wall, the citadel, or the fortress, makes its veracity suspect as a legend, which is why it's a legend, because it's highly unlikely there was a wall or a walled city in that area in 712. That is, if there was a settlement there at all. Anyway, so the tradition was there, and in 1908, November 9th was declared the day of Almudena in Madrid, and the Archdiocese of Madrid officially made it, or her, I'm sort of not sure how to define it, the patroness of Madrid in 1977, turning it into a holiday. Now, what does this mean for Madrileños these days? Well, as I mentioned before, to be honest, not very much. For the most part, it's just a day off, which is always nice. But that's about it. But that doesn't mean there's nothing there. People will often go to the cathedral, which goes by the same name, La Catedral de la Almudena. Now, to many people's surprise, the Cathedral of the Almudena is actually a very new temple. The building was started in 1883, but it took a long time to finish for a lot of different reasons. In fact, it wasn't until 1993 that it was officially consecrated and inaugurated. So I was actually here for that moment. This is within my Spanish lifetime. It's a very cool church to see. It's new, vibrant, a lot of activity going on there. And you can find the image of the Almudena to look at or to venerate if you so choose to. You can do that on any day, basically, but November 9th is obviously a little more special. We also take a moment this day to send our best wishes to any women or girls who are named Almudena. This is another Spanish tradition. You can often tell more or less where a person is from by the name of the Virgin Mary they have. Almudena is a uniquely Madrid name, at least it used to be that way. So anytime you see or hear the name Almudena, either that person or her family has a close association with that city, normally. And in terms of food, some people will go to the local pastry shop to buy the Almudena cake, which looks a lot like the Three Kings cake. That's the more famous one. It's big and round and has a hole in the middle, sort of like a Danish. So that's another typical thing to do. The Almudenas of the city might go out for a special meal too. But anyway, for the majority of people, it's just a day off. This year, it's smack in the middle of the week, which is always a nice break. But as I mentioned at the beginning, it's only for Madrid, Madrid proper. Unfortunately, if your place of work or your school is outside the city, it's just a normal work day. And anyway, that's just about it. The basics about the day of the Virgin Mary of Almudena. We hope you've enjoyed this podcast by Brian Spaindemain. Please feel free to leave us any comments because we love the feedback. You can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, and Castos. Or if you wish to support Brian Spaindemain, click on our PayPal donate button. Or if you want to have access to absolutely all of our podcasts and support us on a more regular basis, you can check us out on Patreon at the link provided below. Have a nice Almudena day. Stay well, stay safe, and hasta pronto.